Governor Doyle says the state has subpoena powers to obtain information about prices, profits, and costs involved in the production and distribution of products. So Doyle, who's joined other Democrats over the last 2 weeks in criticizing oil industry profits following Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, says he plans to tell oil executives to come to Milwaukee for a hearing on December 1st. The governor says he doesn't necessarily believe the industry's contention that caution is needed because oil prices go up and down.
Today, you know, I'm Joe Friday. I just want the facts, ma'am. And I just think getting these facts out on the record, we can't let these guys just hide behind a bunch of corporate record sheets because they have just revealed to us what's really gone on. And now let's get to the facts and let the facts lead us wherever they lead us.
Doyle says if the oil company executives ignore the state subpoenas, they could be held in contempt of court. He contends the Federal Trade Commission and the Republican-led Congress aren't doing enough to look into oil industry profits. But Aaron Roth of the Wisconsin Petroleum Council says Washington is paying attention.
You know, next week there's a joint hearing in the U.S. Senate which will delve into the exact same issue. And it's quite surprising that Governor Doyle doesn't wait, you know, for Congress to act and see what answers either he's satisfied with when oil company execs testify in Congress, and if there are some that he's not satisfied with, then, you know, subpoena and go ahead.
Roth says congressional Democrats will have ample opportunity to question oil company executives, but a Doyle aide says Doyle will proceed with the state subpoenas. Prices for regular gasoline in Wisconsin have dropped to pre-Katrina levels of about $2.40 a gallon. But the prices for home heating oil and natural gas are still expected to be up at least one-third this winter. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.